This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم dear listeners from all around the world. For a better life here, once again, we have the chance to be here, talk about different hints and different dimensions of human beings in order to have a better life. Let's start this episode with one of the most beautiful sentences I've read from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, which is, one of the blessings of this revolution has been the spiritual transformation observed in our society. I have repeatedly said that this spiritual transformation witnessed in Iran brought about by this revolution with the will of God, the most exalted, the most high, has been more valuable and more important than the victory we have achieved or the fact that we have curtailed the hands of the foreigners and criminals from this country. Actually, this beautiful sentence will remind us about the inner revolutions and inner changes that we go through, and more importantly, about the fact that human beings have this potential capacity to get changed, to go and develop, to reach the level of perfection. So, self-making and attaining to the highest level of perfection have ever been the final objectives of every human being, knowingly or unknowingly. Nevertheless, this is not an easy task, as it requires, first of all, that one should recognize oneself, improve one's abilities, and then advance towards the set objectives. So, guiding people to achieve this great objective has been the obligation undertaken by the divine prophets and godly reformers. As we all know, man becomes the subject of various branches of science from different aspects, like psychology, sociology, history, ethics, medicine, and even physiology and biology are branches of science which deal with man from a specific point of view. We're going to discuss man from the viewpoint that he's a being who can undergo perfection. We will deal with the ultimate form of perfection and the way it can be reached. So, we will endeavor to recognize the way to reap more and better benefit from internal abilities and external facilities to reach perfection and true prosperity by means of reflecting in our own being and finding elements in our nature which are established to lead to and fulfill the main objectives and recognizing inclinations existing for sublime human causes as well as relations which tie us with one another and enable us to make ourselves more powerful and prepared for progress and development by using them and striving to solidify and strengthen them. We take a stride towards the development of ourselves and others. So let's go for a short break in order to get refreshed, then we're gonna come back in a blink of an eye. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need.
Welcome back to your listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For a Better Life. As you know, we're talking and looking at human beings from the dimension that we'll actually consider human beings as some creatures that have the potential capacity to reach to the level of perfection. First of all, the first step that we have to take in order to get to the level of perfection and development is this necessity of self-recognition. I believe the first step for self-recognition is this question, what am I and where am I? These two questions are the basic of the philosophy of self-recognition, and at the time of revolution that will happen and your soul in order to know yourself better and more. For a being that is by nature possessed of self-love, it is perfectly natural to engage in self-recognition and try to recognize the elements of his perfection and the means to reach it. As a result, understanding the necessity of self-recognition does not require complex rational or reasons. For this reason, negligence towards this reality and absorption in matters which are by no means effective in leading man to perfection and prosperity is unnatural and leads to deviation. And the reason behind this matter must be sought, and means of establishing soundness and salvation from it must be recognized. So, principally, all human endeavors, be they scientific or practical, are carried out to provide the enjoyments, interests, and benefits to man. As a consequence, recognition of man himself, his beginning, his end, as well as the perfection which he might reach, is prior to any other issue. Without the recognition of man's reality and his true value, all other discussions and efforts would rather be fruitless and baseless. Let's have some verses of Holy Quran which will enlighten us in order to understand more about the self-recognition and self-awareness process. And be not like those who forsook Allah, so he made them forsake their own souls. Elsewhere it says, take care of your souls. He who errs cannot hurt you when you are the right way. Another one. We will soon show them our signs in the universe and in their own souls, until it will become quite clear to them that it is the truth. It, however, accords a special status to the verses pertaining to the soul with such an interpretation that, and in your own souls too, will you not then see? The Holy Quran has reproached those who do not endeavor for self-awareness and who do not see divine signs within themselves. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, has also maintained an exceptional significance for self-recognition and has introduced it as the means of theism. Whoever recognizes himself has recognized his Lord. In this regard, numerous traditions with various contexts have been related from the Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him. So, self-recognition is the most beneficial of all recognition. Let's put it here. We're going to go for a short break. Then we're going to come back, dear listeners, for the last part of the episode of For a Better Life. Hello. Welcome back to Arabic English Radio, dear listeners. This is the last part of our episode. As you know, we were talking about the process of self-recognition, and we came to this point that self-recognition is the most beneficial of all recognition. And there are some sentences from Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, that I'm going to narrate them for you as the last part of our episode. I am surprised at one who seeks what he has lost while he has lost himself, his identity and essence, and doesn't search for it. I wonder how a person who doesn't recognize himself can recognize his Lord. The ultimate point of knowledge is for man to reach self-recognition. The greatest reward belongs to one who reaches self-recognition. The Imam is also related as saying, the more the man gains knowledge, the more he endeavors for himself and strives in the way of being educated and reformed. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to me at this episode of For a Better Life. I wish it was helpful for you, and you consider these episodes as triggers for you in order to go and seek more knowledge and self-recognition for a better life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows.
thought I had, and every word I share, he